This is Daf HaShavua, Ksuvos Daf Chav Beis. We're on Chav Beis and Mid Beis, 12 lines down from the top. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shnaim Omrim Beis, Ushnaim Omrim Lo Meis, Hare Zo Lo Tinase. So we had a Brisa above, same idea. Here we have two witnesses say that a man died, and so his wife can remarry, and two say he didn't die. So halacha is that his wife is not allowed to marry. Two against two. Vimni says, but if she did marry someone else, Lotei says she doesn't have to leave. She can stay married to him. Shnaim, and if you remember from the Brisa, we had that was the Brisa above as well. The Tanakhama says, once they're married, Hared Imni says, Lotetzei. So Imni says, same idea as the Brisa above, the Tanakhama, at least in the Brisa above, that Brisa that starts three lines down, that Tana Rabbanon, this was the Tanakhama's opinion. But that was the case of Mace. Says the Gemara now in the Rabbi Yochanan further. What about divorce? Shnayim omim nisgarsha, shnayim omim lo nisgarsha. Two edim say this woman was divorced, and two say she's not divorced. Harezo lo tina say she's not allowed to marry another man because we have to assume she's still married. It's two against two. Vimni says teitze. But if she leaves, but if she does remarry, she cannot stay married to the second person. She has to leave him. Now, the Tanakhama in the Brisa above had made no distinction between Gerushin and between Misa. In fact, Rabbi Menachem and Rabbi Yossi, who was the second opinion there, seemed also to make no distinction. The only thing is, he was the one who said that Teitze, right? He was the one, and he made a distinction whether Edim came, Edim did not come. So the Gemara wants to know why here Rabbi Yochanan differentiates between a case of Misa and a case of Gerushin. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Reish or Maishna Seifa, why is she allowed to stay married where it's the husband's death, but if the issue was divorce, she has to leave. So Amar Abayer, Tirgama Be'ed Echad. So Abayer says this statement of Rabbi Yochanan is not the same as the previous price at all. You should explain that Rabbi Yochanan's statement is speaking not with we have two edim, but rather one edim. It's one witness that the husband said that said the husband died or gave a divorce. The whole brisa, the whole statement of Rabbi Yochanan is all one aid. And one aid said that he didn't die. So that's how we should understand it. So again, Amar Abaye, Tirgam of Eid Echad, Eid Echad Omer Meis. Okay, so why does that change matter? So I'll tell you why. Because once one aid says that a husband died, him nuhu Rabbanan kebei trei, the Chachamim believe him like two. That's the halacha in general, that we believe one aid. We're very lenient when it comes to cases of aguna. So we believe this one aid that the husband died as if he's two aidim. V'chidu'ula, d'amar'ula, kol makom shemina Torah eid echad harei kan shnayim. Whenever the Torah believes one witness, we view it as if there are two witnesses there. So if that's the case, so when I have one witness who says the husband died, and it's like two witnesses, v'haydu karma lomeis, now this second aid who comes in, remember it's only a single aid now, who said lomeis, he didn't die, havalechad, he's only one witness now. Vein devar v'shalechad b'makom shnayim. And so therefore, one against two is not going to work. Once I had that one person, we believe him like two, so that's like I have two. Now if another person says, no, he didn't die, he's like one, and we ignore him. I'm troubled. Because what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Really, she shouldn't marry if she based on this testimony. But if she did, then lo teitze. So let her marry l'chatchila based on this. It's two against one. Mishum deravayasi. So the Gemara says, you're right. Technically, he should be able to marry lechatchila when it's one against one, because we believe the first eight as two. But mishum deravayasi, damar ravasi, hasir mimcha ikshus peh, remove from yourself distortion of your mouth. Ulezus svasayim, hachek mimcham, distance yourself from the perversion of your lips. So what does that mean? It tells the person that you don't want people to speak negatively about you. And here too, even though technically speaking, according to Eidos at least, you should be able to remarry, better to avoid, because people don't know. People don't know that that one witness who testifies, he's like two witnesses. So when the people see one against one and the woman's remarrying, they're going to start talking. So says the Gemara, and this is Abaye who's continuing. This is Abaye explaining all of Rabbi Yochanan. So now, say, for what about what Rabbi Yochanan said regarding divorce? So I'm going to explain to you. So it is all Abaye explaining why divorce is different than Misa. So Misa, we say, lo teitze, because he really is allowed to stay married to her. In fact, even he should be able to chatzchili if it weren't for Rav Asi's comment. But divorce, how do we view it? Once again, it's also Eid Echad, even though he said Shnayim. Eid Echad Omer, Seifa, Eid Echad Omer Niskarsha, Eid Echad Omer Lo Niskarsha, Tavayu Beishis is Kamisade. Remember, Gerishin doesn't have that leniency of one aid be considered like two aid in because of Aguna. So here we have one against one, Tarvayu Beishis is Kamisade. Now, both of them are testifying that what? That so when they both say Nisgarsha, so look what I have. Here I really have two Edim. If you put the two statements together, one man says Nisgarsha, one says Lo Nisgarsha, they're both testifying that the woman was married. No doubt that she was an Eishes Ish. The only question is, can we now say that she was divorced? Well, if I have two Edim who said she's an Eishes Ish, so that's that I start out with two Edim. So Tavai Rebeishes is Kamasadi. And then Vahai Dekamah Nisgarsha Havelechad. So the one who says she's divorced, that's only one witness. So we ignore the words of one person to say she was divorced in the face of two Edim who say that she's an Eishes Ish. She has the Chazaka now based on that testimony. Unless you have two Edim who are going to argue with that, here I have. I would need two witnesses to be able to change her status. Okay, that was Abaye explaining Rabbi Yochanan why there's a difference between Misa, where we say lo teitze, and divorce, where we say teitze if she married, because she's not allowed to stay married, because you have two Edim say she's an Eishes Ish, and only one Eishes says divorce. She should not have remarried, and if she does, we consider her a married woman, and she has to leave that second husband. Rav Amar, you don't have to change Rabbi Yochanan's words, l'olam treinu. We're talking about two against two. So if it's two against two, back to the original question, why, when in case of Misa, do we say that lo teitzei, she can stay remarried, but in case of a grusha, we say no, she has to leave, teitzei, l'olam treinu. It's really two against two. Avera Rabbi Yochanan Devarav Shel Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi Begerishin Velo Ra'a B'Misa. But Rabbi Yochanan saw the words of Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi. He felt that his words were relevant for Gerishin, his psak, but not regarding Misa. So let's remind ourselves who Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi is. He is the opinion that we see six lines down from the top of the page in that brisa from the previous shir. Rabbi Menachem Bar Yosi argued with the Tanna Kamma and said, Teitze. He said, when it comes to Misa and when it comes to Gerishin, she has to leave. And then he qualifies by saying that that's Teitze only where there were Edim and then she remarried. Okay, had she remarried before even Edim came, then of course lo teitze. But let's understand, Rabbi Nachman of Yossi was speaking about both Misa and divorce. Teitze, she can't stay married. So what Rabbi Yochanan did is he borrowed his psak for the case of Gerishin, where I say teitze, yes, Rabbi Nachman is correct. But when it comes to Misa, I agree with the Tanna Kamma that lo teitze. The question is why? My taima, says the Gemara. Because Misa einu yechol ala machashto. The difference is, in the case of death, if the husband, she can't contradict him. Why not? Because if he comes back, she can't say, well, you're really dead. He's standing right there. He's not dead. If you look at Rashi, about halfway down, Misa ain't yichol machashto, and yavo baila ain't yichol lamar mesata. Hilkach, Ilav Debari Lashemes, if she were not certain that he died, Mirsasa, she's afraid, Lo Mitzvah, she wouldn't remarry. So the fact that she remarries in a case of Misa, we say Lo Tetze. Why? Because we know for certain, and that she knows for certain that he's dead, because she'd be afraid to remarry otherwise. But when it comes to Gerishin, next Rashi, Gerishin, Yicholam Achashto, Im Yavo, V'yomar Lo Gerashtek, let's say the husband comes back and says, what are you talking about? I never divorced you. So he told my Gerashtani, she'll say, yes, you did. Hilkach, Isharis La, if you permit her to remarry, Samcha Achasha, she will rely on the fact there'll be a contradiction, Umintzval Pi Edim Alal, Umisafik, and she'll remarry based on these Edim who say that she can, that the husband did divorce her, because she has Edim to support her. V'lo Mirsasa L'medak Shapir, she's not afraid and to be so careful that indeed she's really divorced. So therefore, we're afraid in such a case. That's why Rabbi Yochanan felt that Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi's halacha would apply. We would say teitze in a case of divorce only, and not in a case of misa. So the Gemara challenges this last statement. Umi chatzifa kulei hai. You're going to tell me that a woman has such chutzpah to deny the fact that she was never divorced? She's going to, now you divorce me. She's going to be mechutzof like that. V'ma Rav Avnuna, didn't Rav Avnuna say, ha'isha she'amra l'bailo gerashtani, ne'emenes, a woman who says to her husband, you divorced me, she's believed. Why? Because chazaka ain't isha mi'iza paner b'fnei ba'ala. Because we have a chazaka that a woman is not going to have be so brazen in front of the face of her husband to say that he divorced her when he really didn't. So if this is true, that a woman wouldn't have that chutzpah. So why are we assuming, why is Rabbi Yochanan assuming that a woman would have the chutzpah here? And if we're saying a woman would not have the chutzpah, then we should believe her not only in the case of Misa, and we should be able to say lo teitze, not only by Misa, but even by divorce. So the Gemara says, Hanei Mili, when did Rav Hamnuna say, we trust a woman, she's not going to have chutzpah, and we believe her to say to her husband, you divorce me, Heicha deleika edim de kamisayla. That's where she has no edim to support her claim. So if that's the case, we assume she's not going to be a mechutzof. But if there are witnesses to support our claim, mi'izu mi'iza, she's certainly going to be brazen to lie to her husband. And that's what we're talking about in our case. We do have two edim who say that the husband divorced his wife. So even if it's not true, even and she doesn't have a get, and but she says, well, I have two edim here. I may not be the most trustworthy people, but at least, you know, they'll help support me. And therefore, she'll be as brazen as she likes. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan was concerned. And we say teitze in such a case where it's two against two. But nonetheless, Abai said it's one against one and explains the difference between Misa and Gerishin. Rava says it's two against two and explain the difference between Misa and Gerishin, where Rabbi Yochanan adopts the opinion of Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, and the Brisa above, only in the case of Gerishin where we're going to be strict, but not in the case of Misa. Remember, Rabbi Menachem was speaking about, Rabbi Yossi was speaking about both cases. But Rabbi Yochanan only took it for one of the case of Gerishin. And Rav Asi has a third explanation of what Rabbi Yochanan meant, why there's a distinction between Gerishin and Misa. Kigon da Amri Edim Achshav Meis, the witnesses had said he died, the husband died now, or Achshav Gerisha, I divorced her now, this happened right now, happened today. So, why is there a difference between Misa, where we say, Lo Tetze, she remarried already, she can stay married, and Gerishin, where we say, no, if she remarried another man, she has to leave him. Because Misa, Lekol Levrura, in a case of death, you can't, there's no way to clarify it. When did the death happen? Take a look at Rashi. Achshav Meis, we're about eight lines from the bottom. Leka Levrura im Amru Tava B'mayim O'Ochlo Ari. If the Edim say the husband drowned or he was eaten by a lion, Ein Oni Cholim Levarer HaDevarim. How can we clarify that he died that way? We can't clarify that he's dead at all. Hilkach L'Chatchila Lo Tinaseh. Right, we're not going to find the body. So therefore, L'Chatchila Lo Tinaseh. Yeah, L'Chatchila, she shouldn't remarry based on that, but based on the Edim. But V'mis seis lo teitze, but if she did marry, she doesn't have to leave kirabanan, like the Tanakama's opinion against Rabbi Menachem. Kshani seis leechad me'edah. But we remind ourselves, this is where she's marrying one of the eidim. So, since there's no way to determine it, we say, okay, well, they testified, and there's no way to know, and anyway, one of the Edim is the one who married her, so that's okay. But Gerushin, equal Ivrura, we can determine, we can clarify whether it happened. Damri Nalakos, what do we say to the woman? We say, Imisa Dachiava, if this is what happened, you really divorced, Achzilach Gitech, why don't you show us your get? If this happened recently, remember, we're talking about Achshav. Ah, so look at Rashi, three lines at the bottom. Achzegitachte b'shata purta lo mehemna lemeimar ichasli. And it's such a short period of time, that's why we have to talk about a case of achshav, says Ravasi. In such a short time, she can't say, I've lost my get. That can't be. So therefore, there's something fishy going on. If she's saying, I don't have a get, I have two eidim who say that I was divorced, but I don't have the get. And so there, as she remarries based on that, there we're going to say Teitzei, very different than the case of Misa.